This is Senator Al Simpson. Nicaraguan dictator Daffy Danny Ortega makes a promise, and then he breaks it. Nothing new for him. Will Ted Kennedy let him get away with it again? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, Daffy Danny Ortega's scribbled signature isn't worth the paper he slaps it on, especially when it's an important plan for peace. Congress withheld all military assistance to the freedom fighters in Nicaragua in the fond hope that would encourage peace. What happened? The opposition is continually harassed by police. The Ministry of Justice has been abolished. Censorship laws are still in effect. Between 3,300 and 8,200 political prisoners remain nearly rotting in Nicaraguan jails. The Sandinistas zealously go on with their military buildup of 120,000 in the armed forces. And right next door is Costa Rica with no army at all. They're a bad lot. What dazzling excuses will you be offering for Ortega today, Ted?
Al, Daffy Danny Ortega has nothing on simple Al Simpson. I hold no brief for the Sandinistas, but even you have to admit that the Reagan policy of contra aid was a colossal flop. It was a failure on the battlefield. It cemented Sandinista power, and it made all other problems in the region worse. It finally took President Oscar Arias of Costa Rica to propose a realistic plan for peace. The peace process has its flaws, Al, but it's a mile ahead of contra aid, and it still has a chance to succeed. If you right-wingers stop snorting and pouring the dirt for resumption of contra aid, all you're doing, Al, is raising false hopes by the Contras for U.S. aid and encouraging them to sabotage the peace process. Whatever problems we have in Nicaragua, contra aid won't help. And Al Simpson playing Oliver North isn't an answer either. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on one of the most important of all civil rights. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.